All right, it is right now time to bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, and take a look at the forecast. Good morning, Pat. How are you this morning?
Good, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Happy TGIF. It's a nice, clear morning. It'll be a sunny day. Won't be as windy as yesterday. We'll be in the low 40s. Tonight, we'll start off clear. Then clouds come in, 25 to 30. And as the clouds come in, the temperatures will also rise. And that's good because Saturday will be cloudy with periods of rain. Now, it could briefly begin as a little wet snow, but no big deal. It's mainly light rain Saturday, not heavy rain. Low 40s, and that rain moves out Saturday night. Unfortunately, another low will follow in on Sunday. We'll start with a little sun, and then it clouds up with light rain returning by afternoon on Sunday in the mid-40s. Chance of showers, windy, colder weather on Monday. We'll be in the 40s, and then the temperatures will fall so that by Tuesday, it'll be windy, it'll be fair, but it'll only be in the 30s.
Any storms on the horizon for
horizon?
Next week?
Don't see it.
Good.
Yep. Do not see it. Isn't that great?
Yeah, because we had a great snowmelt day where the sun hit. I mean, I still have sections of my house that have over a foot of snow, but now it's down to really about most areas in the sun, maybe we'll say 4 to 8 inches. So. It's rapidly going away.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, at this time of the year, even with temperatures only, you know, in the 30s and the sun out, you can still get what we call sublimation. That is a solid going to a liquid, and it works real well. So I'm kind of glad about that. Yeah, we've seen quite a reduction in snow here. I'm finally getting, when I look out my window, I can finally get to see some of the trees, which are on the ground. They were covered by snow, but now they're poking their heads out, so that's a good thing. And maybe if the ground thaws out enough, I may be able to get my mailbox back into the ground that the plows knocked over a few weeks ago. I've been picking up my mail at the post office. Okay, talking about mail, let's talk. I wanted to bring up listeners up to date with the email that I got yesterday concerning the illegal use of a photograph. And Marshall quickly told me to run a virus check on my computer and delete it. I ran the virus check. There was no viruses, thank goodness. And then I did some searching on the internet, and sure enough, I found the exact letter that I got on the internet with big letters in front of it, fraudulent. Huh. So I did call the number and somebody answered. I hung up. So I deleted that from the computer. But as Marshall said, and it's a good thing for everybody to know this, you get an email message that you think you know, may not be legit, and it has a link on it. Do not click on that link, because that could be the way that they trick you into getting onto your computer, and then they'll get your personal information. So don't ever do that. So that takes care of that. And we had this is a good news thing. We had a couple of new movie clients sign up yesterday.
Wow.
One from Pittsburgh, which I was, you know, happy to see, because it's the U.S. and that means that they're allowing them to shoot again. So that's a good sign. And one was from Mexico, actually Mexico City. So I guess it must be doing okay there too as well, since they're shooting. So that was the good news. And then yesterday was about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I come swinging into the weather center. I always come in around 6 o'clock to look at the new computer models, just to see how they stack up to the ones I saw overnight and yesterday. And I went through all of the computer models and I looked, and I said, you know what? Let me just try this. I mean, I've been trying it 2 or 3 times a day to try to get the schedule for a vaccine. And every time I try it, it just says unavailable for the next 3 days in your area. So I hit the button and it says available. And I looked twice. I said, it's available. So I clicked on it, filled out the questions that they asked me. And sure enough, right here in my own little town, Walgreens had openings. So I grabbed an opening, and tomorrow I go for my part one of my vaccine.
All right.
How about that?
And mine's coming up on the 1st. Mine's coming up on the 1st.
Oh, okay. So you're Monday.
Yeah. I'm coming up on the 1st.
Yeah, we don't know what we're getting, though, but I'm thinking a friend of mine got it at the same Walgreens about 3 weeks ago, and he got the Moderna. So I'm thinking it's probably going to be Moderna. I mean, I would love to get the Johnson & Johnson because it's only one shot, but that's not available yet.
I have no idea, but you know, it's tough for us up here. Mark Kirko, the CEO of the Sharon Hospital, is going to be on with us a little bit later. I'm going to ask him. We basically only have one place around here immediately where we can get it in Connecticut, and that's in Kent. Highwash Recovery Center is a hosting place, but other than that, the Sharon Hospital is not really a hosting place, and I've got to find out why that is, because they did give some vaccinations early on, so I've got to find out why that is. But basically, you go to Kent here if you're in Northwest Connecticut, and if you're in New York, the state of New York has just opened up. There's a plaza that used to host a supermarket in Dover, which became a big super CVS. Well, New York State has set up in one of those shops in that plaza a location where people in New York can get their vaccinations. But it's amazing how many people are actually vaccinated when you see there's not really enough people to do the vaccinations and to man the sites. So, but things are looking good. I mean, 50 million are now vaccinated with at least one shot.
President Biden's projection of 100 million by the end of March may not be all that bad.
He'll be, if things keep going their way, they'll be close to 200 million probably.
Wow, that's really good.
That's 200 million shots. That's, you know, there's 320 million Americans. So, but still, it's a huge gain from where we were.
And I understand, Marshall, correct me if I'm wrong, I understand that with the two-shot vaccine, which is now the only ones we have, that the first shot is pretty effective. So if you opted not to get the second shot, you would still have protection from the first shot.
Yeah, and what they're saying is this new vaccine being put out by Johnson & Johnson is 66% effective against
COVID, getting, but 100% hospitalization, right?
It's 66% effective at making even against the worst strain, and it's about 80% effective in just making you, you might have a little reaction to it, but not you won't have to go to a doctor or a hospital. And they say that, well, people say, well, how come it's 66% effective and the other ones are 95%? The other ones were 95% effective against strains of COVID-19 that were then, with all the new strains that are out there now, the overall effectiveness came down. So things are going in the right direction. Yeah, they're definitely going in the right direction. Now we'll see what happens with the stimulus bill. That should be very interesting because I think they're going to vote on that today.
Yeah, well, that's something that that they can go through with if the Republicans don't back it.
Yeah, but you've got a few Democrats that are on the thing, so it's going to be interesting. I personally don't think it's going to pass, but I hope it does. But we'll see what happens.
Okay,
we'll see what happens there. Just like watching the weather, you just don't know. You know, instead of highs and lows, you got Democrats and Republicans. Instead of a weather map, you got the Capitol building.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You got to figure out if something's going to move up the coast or go out to sea.
Glad I don't have to worry about that.
I know, isn't that? Well, you know, we deserve this little moderate break here. We deserve this break, this moderate break, where we can just wash our cars and cut down on some of the snow, because this has been a wild February. That's all you can say.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, February was the whole winter, with the exception of the one storm in December.
Yeah. Well, we've had snow on the ground for quite a while, so.
We sure have.
What the heck?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And everybody, have a nice, safe weekend, and we'll be back Monday to see what the first week of March brings us.
And keep bringing in those movie clients, Pat.
You know. they come in. I just hope, they just keep coming in. That would be great.
Right. Have a great weekend, Pat.
You do the same, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.